Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between podcast. I am your host, Kimberly, and today we're going to talk about a lot of things. Well, more like one thing, but we're going to be talking about, it's going to go into deep detail with this one thing. Also, sorry for not posting for a while. It's been a crazy summer so far, but I promise I'm going to keep trying to just be consistent with it. It might be a little bit later, but you know what? It's better late than never. Okay, so let's just go ahead and jump in right. Let me just go ahead and open up with this verse, Galatians 1 and 10. Am I trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. So, with that verse right there, today's podcast is going to be called Picture Perfect. So what does it mean to be perfect? Everyone has their own meanings, whether it means having good grades at school, or being the best at every sport, being an amazing employee, or just being so friendly that everyone just loves you. Whatever your definition of perfect is, I can already tell you, being perfect is unrealistic. Being perfect is something that none of us can do, because we're humans. We have flesh. We are not born perfect. We were born in sin. We are human, we're going to make mistakes. We're not a machine that can do everything and every, you know. We are human, we are good at certain things, and we're good at, and not so good at other things. We are going to mess up, which is okay, but you cannot live your life trying to be perfect. That's unrealistic, and you're just going to waste your whole life trying to be perfect, because there's no way you can be perfect. No matter how hard you're going to try to succeed, no matter how much you're doing or how good you're at everything, you are not perfect. There is a flaw in your life and who you are somewhere in your mind or whatever. You cannot be perfect, and I'm going to go ahead and just say that. So, why are we trying to be perfect? What's the main reason you want to be perfect? Whether it's to be popular, whether it's to be viral, whether it's to be good or have some type of approval from somebody. You want people to look at you and you're like, oh yeah, she's good at everything. Or yeah, he's really cool at every sport. He can win. Like, you don't want to have that mindset. Why are we trying to win the approval of everyone else in this world? Why do we need to be perfect for them? The people of this world, even in our church or in our family, are not the one deciding if we're going to heaven or not. Why are we going to waste our time trying to be perfect for other people instead of trying to be perfect for the one and only Jesus Christ? So, let's just go into deep. Let's go into that. Everybody, like, it's normal, okay? You want to have friends. You want to be cool. Like, it's understandable. It's normal. It's okay. It's okay to want to have approval of other people. But if you live your whole life trying to have approval of everybody, you're just going to stress yourself out. You're going to wear yourself out, and you're just going to put a burden on yourself that you shouldn't have, because you're going to start looking at yourself in the mirror and you're like, well, why can't I be like this person? Or why am I not good enough for this? Like, you can't live your whole life trying to be perfect or trying to be good enough, because newsflash, you are not going to be perfect. There's no way you can be perfect. You can't live your life wasting on it. You're going to be so focused on yourself, trying to make yourself perfect, that you're going to forget about everything else. You're going to forget about your relationship with God. You're going to forget about relationship with other friends, because you're just so focused trying to be perfect, trying to have the most money, or trying to be more the most successful, trying to be best at everything, and you're just wearing yourself out, spending all of your time trying to be perfect at everything and practicing or doing things, overachieving. You're just gonna wear yourself out, and it's not a good thing to start. First off, it could affect your relationship with God, and then second of all, you're gonna wear out your mental self. Your mental health is so important when it comes to these things, and with you and your self-esteem, you're going to wear yourself down, and it's going to be a negative impact trying to be perfect. Just need to accept the fact that I am human. I am flawed. I am not going to be perfect, and I don't need the approval of everybody. The only approval that matters is what God tells me. That's the only approval that should matter to you. I mean, it's okay. Yeah, you want someone to, like, even if it's like approval of a dress or approval of something else, okay, it's okay to have approval from other people, but you cannot rely on approval from everyone else and not rely on the approval of God. He knows you're not perfect, and he's okay with you not being perfect. He created us, and we're not perfect. We have flesh in our blood, in our body. Like, we are going to sin. We have the flesh, and that's what's holding us back sometimes. We can't live a sinless life and be perfect. So, let's go ahead and just read on to Matthew 19:21. It says, "If I want you to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will not have treasure in heaven." Or you, sorry, I read that so wrong. Ignore that. See, it's okay to make mistakes. "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." That's the story where the rich guy was trying to prove that he was perfect. And then when God said, okay, if you want to be perfect, then give me all your treasure and give it to everybody else that needs it. And then he was like, actually, no, I'm not perfect. See, you can think you're perfect. You can think you have this high-end life. You can think you can have this overachieved life and you're cool, you're rich, you're famous, whatever you want to be. You're not perfect. You're going to have a flaw somewhere. Like, this dude had, he was greedy. Like, that's a flaw right there. He's not perfect. Perfection is not, does not mean being friendly or pretty or fit. Perfection is what God describes those who serve him. If you want to be perfect, serve God. And even then, you're going to sin. In between those times where you're like, God, I want to be good for you, but then I keep sinning. Well, we're human, we're going to sin. There is not a single Christian in this world that lives a sinless life. Because if that was the case, why do we have to repent? Why is there baptism? If it's possible to live a sinless life, why do we need to wash away our sins and ask for forgiveness of our sins? Because we're human. We have flesh. We're going to have sin. We're going to sin. Even if it's not something major, it's still a sin. And we are going to have to live with the fact that we sin. No one is going to live a sinless life, like I said. The only person that really lived a sinless life was Jesus when he was here. He was the only one that could possibly do that. And even then, he was born from God. God sent him here for a reason. We are human. We are going to sin. It's okay to sin. You're not going to go to hell for one sin that you do. As long as you repent and as long as you try to avoid that sin at all costs afterwards, or if you try to be better or better yourself and just continue to seek God after sinning, you are okay. You can't stress yourself because I sinned and then now it's over for me. No, it's not that. We have a loving and merciful God. He's going to forgive us no matter what. It's time and time and time again. We could be like, God, I'm sorry that I sinned. I keep sinning. And he's like, what sin are you talking about? You're my child. You are fine. He forgives you already and forgets about it. So if he can forget about the sin you made, why can't you? Just move on. What's in the past is in the past. What you done yesterday, what you done 5 minutes ago, it's okay. Whatever's in the past is in the past and you are fine. It's okay to sin. You're not perfect. Like I said, God doesn't want you to be perfect. He uses those brokenness in your life. He gives you hardship in your life because he wants you to be broken. He wants us to be broken so he can use that. He wants to use us. He uses the most broken people. I mean, Moses had stage fright. Like, he used Moses, and yet Moses was the one who freed the people of Israel. So just continue to just think of it that way. God uses the most broken people in his most powerful ways. So we don't have to be perfect. Have you ever seen a perfect man in the Bible besides Jesus? If you read the Bible, you would see everyone has a sin. It talks about sin. It talks about people's forgiveness and repentance. I mean, think of Paul. Paul was one of the worst sinners there was. Like, he literally said, God, I am the worst person ever. And look at him now. Turn his life around. God forgave him. Showed him mercy. And he wrote most of the Bibles. And he's now considered Paul the Apostle. So it's okay to sin, because sin is something that we're going to do. We're going to mess up. We're not perfect. We are going to have temptations. We're going to fall into sin. We're going to have this in the moment situation where you're in the moment, you're having fun, you're not even thinking, you're just going for it. So it's okay to sin. Nobody is perfect. I'm going to go ahead and read another verse. And it's Ephesians 4:13. Until we all reach unity in faith and in knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining those who full whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We cannot live sinless lives. That's impossible. We can make sure that we attain the maturity of a Christian. We can maintain the mindset of a Christian. We can have the life where we live in full on faith, and we can just continue with ourselves and just live a faithful, wholeful life. We just have to be true to ourselves. Just look in the mirror and say, I am not perfect, but that's okay. I am broken, but God can still use me. We're clay. Sometimes we have to get bent up sometimes and for him to mold us. We're going to mess up. Just think about, like, have you seen potters make perfect pots every single time? Sometimes when you blow heat it, it's going to crack. Or sometimes while it's on the wheel, it's going to fall over. It takes time. It takes perfection by God's hands. We're not the perfect ones. God is the perfect one. God is who makes us who he wants us to be. He is okay with us messing up, because he's like, okay, you fell into sin, I forgive you, but you're in a broken stage right now. Right now you're at your lowest point, and that's okay, because at your lowest point I'm gonna mold you into the person that you need to be. There is times in my life where I felt like it was over. There was times in my life where I'm like, God, I can't be a good Christian. I can't be a good Christian. I keep doing this thing, and yet here I am. He uses my brokenness. He uses what I had to go through, the trials I had to learn from, the battles I had to fight. He used me, and he's gonna use other people. I've seen many people that have been used, and they've been the most brokenest part in their lives. They don't even have to be perfect right now. If you have a calling and you want to get to that calling, don't wait for the right time. Go ahead and do it now. Even if you feel like you're not right where you're supposed to be with God's relationship, do it anyways. Just do it anyways. There's never going to be a perfect time. There's never going to be a right time or right place. You're never going to be perfect enough for the role that you feel called to. If he calls you and you know you're called, do not hesitate and just jump into it. Go for it. You're never going to be perfect enough to be good enough for this. Like right now, I know I'm not perfect. I know I mess up. And that's okay. Because even now, God's going to use me, and even if I'm not perfect, he's still going to push me in there. He's going to put me in the ring, and he was like, don't worry, I got your back. If you mess up, I got you. I will hold you back. Don't worry, you're good. Go. Just go for it. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to just jump in, because God is so good for that. Like, he is your number one supporter. You don't have to be perfect. He doesn't care. He is the most loyal person, like, he is so loyal. It doesn't matter. Out of all the people in this world, he's the only one that would always have your back no matter what. Even after trying to run away from him, even after saying that you hate him, even after whatever, he's gonna have your back no matter what. And so if you're not perfect, it's okay, because he still has your back. If you sin, it's okay. He still has your back. We need to be full in Christ and not the approval of others. We're going to, like, we just, why do we feel like we have to be popular before we start something? Why do we feel the need to be cool before being anything else? When in reality, it's let me start reading my Bible every day, or let me work on this. Let me work on the stuff that people aren't noticing. Because behind doors, am I really perfect? Or am I just putting on a show out in front of everybody? You can, like, there's no perfection. Because you can seem perfect, you can act like you're perfect outside, but the minute you close that door at home, who are you? Are you that same person that you portrayed in front of everybody else? Are you really that person that you fooled everyone else that you are? Or do you come home and you do other things? Or you come home and you're not that perfect? That's why it's not good for you to try to make yourself perfect or to live your life of wanting the approval. Because if you do that, you're going to live two lives. You're going to live two lives that you can't keep up with, and you're just going to drain yourself right there. You cannot be one person outside the doors and then another person inside the doors. No. Forget about how you look outside. Forget it. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Nobody cares what you look like. Nobody cares, okay? They really don't pay attention. I'm being so serious. Nobody cares. So stop stressing yourself about that. Focus on the inside right now. Forget about how you look on the outside. Forget about what you do outside of your house. Focus on what you do at home. Work on yourself first before anyone else sees you. Work on your life where no one's around you and it's just you and God. Work on that life. Work on your private. Work on your alone time. Work on who you are as an individual before even portraying who you are outside. Because right there would be a lot better. I'm going to go ahead and read 1 Thessalonians. Did I pronounce that right? I don't know. Sometimes I can't pronounce things. Okay. And it's going to be 2:4. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts. God's the only approval we need. He's the only one that's going to be there. He's the only one that sees everything. He knows good and well you're not perfect because he sees everything. He sees who you are around people and he sees who you are by yourself. You're not going to be perfect. So why even try? Why even bother trying to be this perfect person when you know you're not going to be that perfect person? God sees everything behind closed doors and out of those closed doors. He's going to see that. You can't hide from that. You can't run from that. So why even bother pretending to be... I'm sorry, this is going to be like really hard. Why pretend to be this great worshiper at church and then come home and watch things and listen to things you're not supposed to? Why pretend to be this great loyal friend and then come home and talk bad about that person? We can't do that. We can't act like we're perfect in front of other people and then come home and then you're something else. God sees everything and you need to focus on who you are behind closed doors first. Focus on that, who you really are. Are you really a loyal friend? Are you really a strong worshiper? Are you really this person that you want to portray yourself as? Until you can answer that question and say yes, then fine, you're perfect if you want to be that. But nobody is perfect. Everyone's going to slip up once in a while, and that's okay. It's nothing to stress over. You can't wear yourself down because it's okay to sin. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to make mistakes. We learn from our mistakes. We grow from our mistakes. If we were perfect all the time, how do we grow? How do you learn things? You can't. I mean, even in science, you have to go through many, many, many different trials and experiments to make sure you get the right results. It's in anything. How do we learn how to do things? We wouldn't have the technology we have now if someone was just perfect and just did it the first try. No, we can't. No, someone had to mess up multiple times to get it to get it to the way it needs to be. We just have to accept the fact that we make mistakes, okay? I made a mistake. Now, how do I grow from that? I fell into sin. Now, how do I learn not to do that anymore? Do I keep surrounding myself with these people? Because I notice I sin more when I'm with them than when I'm not with them. Do I need to take them out of my life? Do I need to continue to try to spread the gospel in this way? Or, because I notice I'm not getting many people when they talk this way. So if I talk that way, would they get to me? Or would I reach them? It's okay to make mistakes. Even, okay, on the worship team, you're singing and you're leading worship, your voice cracks. Okay, that's fine. Everyone's worshiping. No one's going to pay attention, so don't beat yourself up because your voice cracked. Or when preaching, you stutter. That's fine. I stutter all the time. I mean, I can't even pronounce some of these Bible names. Like, it's okay to not be perfect. And you don't have to be happy all the time, because that's unrealistic. You can't put on a mask with a smiley face on and pretend everything's all right. Especially at church. At church is where the broken people are supposed to be found. You're going to find broken people there. So why do you have to be perfectly happy all the time? You're not. If you're upset, or if you feel like you're going through something, don't hide that face. Because you have a church that will love you and will be by your side, and they will pray over you. Or even, okay, outside of church. You're not in church, and you're pretending to be happy all the time, and then you come home and you're crying yourself to sleep every night. You can't do that, because it's draining. It's going to be even harder if you just bottle up those feelings and try to act like you're this perfect, happy person, and everything's fine, everything's great, we're good, good, good. No. It hurts more to pretend everything's okay than having to deal with everything not being okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and end it off there. It's not okay. It's okay to be perfect. No one is not perfect. Like, it's okay. You can just take a deep breath, look at yourself in the mirror, and just tell yourself, I'm not perfect, but it's okay. I'm gonna learn from the mistakes I made. I'm gonna view myself. Work on who you are inside those closed doors. Who are you? Are you really the person you are in front of everybody else, or are you someone else? Think about that. Father, I pray that everybody that listens to this podcast, I pray that whoever is dealing with this right now, Lord, that they just view themselves as this perfect person, or if they're trying to be perfect or stressing themselves out to be perfect, Lord, that I pray that you just give them peace in mind, Lord, to let them know that it's okay to mess up. They don't stress over trying to be perfect, that they just continue to just view themselves and learn from the mistakes that they make, Lord, that they are not trying to beat themselves up because they don't look a certain way and they don't follow the expectations of others, Lord. I pray that they can learn to not seek the approval of others, but just learn of the approval of themselves and you. Father, I pray over whoever is dealing with something, Lord, that they can understand it's okay, that it's not okay. Let them understand that they can look for help, and that they don't have to bottle this up. They don't have to go through this alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, guys. Well, I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Feel free to DM me on Instagram, or if you have my number, or anywhere, just reach out. Send me if you have anything you guys want me to talk about. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.